So you have a director, the most senior, the director of national intelligence, and Pulte himself has no experience in intelligence. He is known primarily for doing the president's bidding, and now his chief of staff also no experience and has a history of looking into election fraud claims.
Which concerns you more, the competence question or the ideology question?
I think it's all of them. Number one, it's against the law to put Bill Pulte in there because he has no intelligence background. It's actually articulated. So the suitability, both on knowledge and experience, but also character from both Bill Pulte and now his chief of staff. But what's their intent? What are they looking to do? Are they looking to make the intelligence community better? The DNI was supposed to be a synchronizer, supposed to help with efficiency and sharing of information. That's not what they're necessarily looking to do. What it sounds like, and what's past his prologue, is they're looking to create another big lie and now use the power of the intelligence community and more broadly, you know, the FBI and Homeland Security and others to do the bidding to forward this conspiracy. And that should alarm all Americans because the capabilities of the intelligence community are vast and impressive, which is why we were able to dismantle ISIS and hunt down bin Laden and all the things we've done during the global war on terrorism to keep us safe after 9/11. That is not what we're going to see going forward. We're going to see these capabilities potentially turned on American citizens.